Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Monday. Wake up, get your cup of coffee, pick up the phone. It's 221-1402, unless you're from out of town. Then it's 1-800-521-1989. Check us out on 1672 if you're having a little 1670 AM, if you're having a few problems here in this around town, because that gives you like 10,000 watts. And speaking of having problems around town, here's our producer, Kelly. Yeah,
good morning.
So I understand you're allergic to Johnny Walker Red.
Huh? Sometimes.
You did, and it kicked your butt, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And speaking of having my butt kicked,
oh!
Here's my bride, Linda.
Oh, now I'm not sure I like that. I've loved every introduction, but not that one.
And speaking of having the best wife in the world.
You know, what did I do to deserve that this morning? Hey, good morning. Anyway, Friday night we were at the rodeo grounds. We'll get to that in a minute. But speaking of rodeo grounds, there is going to be the upcoming Miss Reading Rodeo, and the horsemanship that goes along with that competition will be this Saturday, July 25th at 7 a.m. And August 1st, it's the 2010 Miss Reading Rodeo. She's going to be named at the banquet being held at Rodeo Flats. So if you want your tickets, give 365-6784 a call. That is Bonnie Sharp. That's 365-6784. The $12. That's a good deal.
Miss Rodeo.
Yeehaw. You know, we always talk about things that come in the emails to us that seem interesting and whatever we want to share with our listeners. So something came in the mail, in the email this morning that I printed out. About getting in your car, if it's been hot and it's been sitting in the heat, obviously. It says, please do not turn on your air conditioning immediately. As soon as you enter the car, open the windows after you enter your car and turn on the air conditioning after a couple of minutes. I know that's hard when it's 116 and you can see the heat waves, you know. And I'll tell you why. Here's what it says according to this. According to a research, the car dashboard sofa air freshener emit benzene, which is a cancer-causing toxin. If you smell plastic in your car, it's emitting that kind of thing. Kind of is what they're talking about with plastic bottles. If they get hot, that's the same kind of carcinogenic. Prolonged exposure, there's all kinds of things. But if a car parked indoors with windows closed will contain 400 to 800 milligrams of benzene. So I'm not sure if it's true or not. I suppose we can look up Snopes. But, oh, wait a minute, Snopes.
We've been getting emails on Snopes, too, you know, and after doing some research. And I even wrote a letter to Snopes one time because it appeared that they were really leaning in one direction during the political campaigns. As it turns out that the Mickelsons, who own Snopes, are out of the Bay Area, San Francisco, and they are quite liberal in their viewpoints. So if you ask them questions about certain things, they may not have the exact answers. They may not be perfect answers. They may not even be the correct answers. However, on a lot of things that are kind of innocuous, they can go after. You know, what they do is just research like you would on Google.
Well, according to the email that I got, this was from Terry Sanders, University of Michigan Department of Internal Medicine, Division of Hematology and Oncology, that said, please open your windows before you enter. Because the stuff that's in there is dispelling deadly stuff that can cause cancer-causing things. So just think about it. Actually, think about it. So just air it out, buds. Okay, got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are backed up. Linda.
I was just... Gosh, there's like horror stories about kittens lately.
Cats and kittens.
A Cascade Paint. We are having our house painted right now. In fact, the guy was out there this morning at 6 o'clock.
By the bathroom. What's
yeah.
Well, hello,
and
Robert.
We're like, okay. Anyway, so we love Cascade Paints. They've got a paint there. Speaking of hospitals and stuff, Mystic Paint. is a non-toxic paint that's used in hospitals that they carry there.
Using their kids' rooms and everything.
Yeah, and they're in California and Eureka. So if you are looking for people who are really going to take the extra mile to help you find your colors, big time.
They're the ones.
Cascade Paint. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Bill, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How are you today?
We're ornery. Well,
we're on our way here.
Little problem with Shasta Regional Medical. They're flying a flag that is so old and faded that you can't hardly see the stripes from white to red.
Really?
And a couple of weeks ago, I talked to maintenance, and nothing has been done. So maybe
Shasta,
you guys could put a little pressure. I know you did great with USA Gas on Cypress there, so.
Yeah, you know what usually happens is even before we can call them, somebody's called them and said that they heard about it on the show, and, you know, here's your chance to,
well,
you know, do something.
Maybe they'll get up there and put us a new flag up. Because
now, this is Shasta Regional Medical Center, is that right?
Yes, sir. It's way past due for change.
Okay, well, I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to give them a call and just, you know, explain to the fact that not only is your flag messed up, but we actually can tell them where to take that flag and to so that it can be properly handled after it's lost its after it's gone past its period of usefulness.
Right.
All right, Bill, thank you so
much. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Friday night, Sheriff Mack was here. Sheriff Max out of Arizona was the sheriff that, when he saw the Brady bill come through, looked at it and said, well, you know what? This is not constitutional. This is a bill that they're telling us to do something. They're not giving us any money to do it with, and it's just not right. So he said, I'm not going to do it, and he went to court over it, as did seven other sheriffs, eventually jumped into it. And it went to the Supreme Court, and guess what? He won. He said, you know, they said, no, you cannot do this. It isn't right. Which, of course, in the Clinton administration's attorney general wrote a letter to everybody saying, just ignore what the Supreme Court said, which I find very interesting and amusing. Anyway, Sheriff Mack was at the rodeo grounds Friday night, and it was 108 degrees, and there were over 500 people there. Close to 600 people were there that evening. You probably didn't see that anywhere in the paper because they didn't have it. They didn't have it that day. They didn't have it the day before. They didn't have it the day after. So I always wonder about the record searchlight, where the priorities are, because the gay rights parade had three separate stories, photos, and that grand total of 30 people participating in it. So, you know, somebody should ask Silas Lyons about this. In fact, Silas is going to be on the show tomorrow. We can't ask him about that. Is how do you do your coverage? Because, you know, remember the problem they had with the April 15th tax revolution day, when there was close to 3,000 people demonstrating, and it came out and there was nothing in the paper about it the day it was going to happen. And next day they said there was a couple hundred people out there. So, it's just, you know, just how do we count?
I think that's a huge turnout.
It was a huge turnout. 105 degrees.
105 degrees, and you're sitting down in the bleachers listening. It's not like you're moving around, drinking a cool one, listening to music. Yes, it was free, but people were there, I think, really to express their patriotism and also to educate themselves about what's happening with our rights, what's going on. So, It was called the Mack attack. And also, we want to thank Robert Exter. Thank you for actually making a video and handing it to us that we can observe his speech that night.
And in fact, I'm sure that Robert will make this available for probably a nominal price, because it does cost money to do these things. If you were not there, and it was just delivered. We haven't talked to Robert, so we're going to talk to him later about maybe making this available to people. But it was a talk on a speech on, you know, it's, you know, constitutional rights. What rights does the federal government have, and what rights do you have? You know, I know that the sheriff of our county, Tom Basenko, told me, he says, you know, he's the only one besides the governor that can call people up during times of emergency. And also, did you know the federal officers have to ask permission from the sheriff? Yeah. Well, anyway, we've got a number of people on the line. Jim, we're going to get to you as soon as we take this break. And I know you want to talk about the rally, and there's a few other people want to talk about some things. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl on the Bottom. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I had to time my call here into because I'm out in Delta, Utah right now.
Oh,
I was hoping to get there, and I didn't know if anybody was going to say anything about that rally. But anyway, that I sure appreciate what you and Linda did and what the Allianis did and Greg Mann and everybody involved on getting that rally up there. But there was a lot of good legislators, future legislators that were there attended, like Pete Stiglitz was there, and then Norma Tomnick from the Anderson and Mrs. Hunt and
Melissa Hunt was there. Linda Hartman, Hartman was there.
Patrick Jones
was there.
Patrick Jones, all there here, and I'll tell you, it was really good to hear see those the good people were out.
But I didn't see a number of other people there though. So
no, but as long as we know exactly who was there,
yep,
that helps.
Exactly. So they praise those who were.
To hold people's feet to the fire, but you know, there's a lot of them I think would have been there if they would have known a little sooner and they didn't have things up there in advance. I think.
Well, we talked about it. We talked about it for a couple of weeks, and yeah. I know they had flyers out. I think if the temperature had been 80 instead of 106, I think we'd have had double the people there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I believe
sure.
that.
Yeah, it was about 600 was there. I think we'd probably pack the stands out if the weather,
yeah. I agree.
The only other thing that they could have done is located your stage a little bit further back one way than you've been in the shades.
Yeah, that would have been nice. We walked out of there with a sunburn.
Yeah, we were. That was really a good rally, and I really appreciate Sheriff Mack. I've heard him before, and he's right on, and I like his, how he shows respect to everybody for what you're doing. And when you go to your legislators and talk to them, show them respect. Because if they don't know, they need to get educated. And the only way you can do it, but you can't do it if you go in there shooting and hollering at them.
You know, and that's right. And for people that don't really understand it, he never has, you know, he has stressed that this is not a violent, you know, this is not a violent revolution. This is a revolution of education to learn just what the Constitution tells us and what the Constitution stands for. And the fact is that the federal government was not made to be our nannies and to take all of our money.
That's right.
So, hey, thank you so much. Hey, and call, what are you doing in Utah?
Well, we're heading back to see my grandson. He's graduating from the Air Force Academy, so we decided to go through up in the high part of the country and stay out where it's cooler.
Yeah.
And then we're going to drop down to Del Paso, Texas, and on down that way.
Well, I tell
down
you,
to San Antonio. So.
Yeah, well, have a safe trip.
Yeah, congratulations for him graduating from the academy.
Yeah. Well, it's just boot camp on Air Force boot camp. But,
oh, okay.
But it's not the academy, but the Air Force boot camp.
Oh, okay.
Still
anyway,
a great accomplishment.
That's a step in the right direction and going. And,
yeah.
I'm
sure that he wished he'd have went now, listened to me, and went in there. And got down to Texas in the middle of the winter, not in the middle of the summer for boot camp.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, thanks so much, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Randy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, first I wanted to thank you for the part you played in bringing the issue of tank project up for discussion. And then I have, from a past project, I have several hundred American flags or small ones, like maybe 6 by 8 inches on small sticks. And I, you know, thought that maybe you could put them to use or somebody you know. They're just sitting here in storage right now.
Well, I bet we can.
Okay.
Let me, please, do you have a pencil right now or a pen?
Yes.
Call 241-2682.
241-2682.
Yeah, that's in my office.
Okay.
And just, you know, leave me a message and I'll get back to you because I know there's probably going to either at the cemetery or someplace that we'll be able to find a home for your flags.
All right.
But
hey,
thank you so much.
Hey, thanks again, Carl.
You bet. Thank you.
Right.
Well, you know.
That's so great.
I just love this place. You know another reason I love this place?
Why?
I'm trying to do some reloading, you know, because I'm going to do some antelope hunting here in October. And there's no primers to be had anywhere. That's right, North State. This is a hunting area, and all over the United States, a lot of the ammo, almost all of the primers that you use for reloading, You know, some of the powders, you know, a lot of the bullets, you know, to use for reloading is gone because people are still concerned that with all the changes that the president's making or trying to make, even though now the people are starting to wake up, shake their heads and take a look at it and go, enough, is that you can't buy ammunition. So, and you can't buy the components for it. Well, this, I was shooting the other day, shooting some trap, and a fellow, Ed, offered me up the primers. So today I go reload, but, you know, just for free. And that's, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's just really a nice person. And, you know, that's just the way reading is. But the biggest concern, of course, is ammo. Well, what the heck has happened to our ammo? What's happening to our Second Amendment rights? We'll be talking about that later. We got to take a hard break here. It's Carl in the Bot on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Yes, that's right, men. This is where you go to get your hair cut. And, you know, they're not cosmetologists. They're not stylists. No, they're barbers. Yeah, barbers. They cut your hair. They cut your hair for a very good price. They do great work. They've got great magazines there. And see what else? They shave around your neck. They go shave around your ears. If you've got a little extra hair in those ears, they take care of that too. Cypress Square Barbershop. Dan, or DC, and Tim, and the Mysterious Haircutter. I can't tell you a better place to get your hair cut. Man's Last Stronghold.
You know, speaking of
Cypress Square Barbershop.
Speaking of sports magazines, okay. You know, 221-1402. Is somebody with me on this? I don't get the godlike place that we put people in professional sports. You do the crime, you do the time. Is that however you say it? If you're going to do the crime, you're going to do the time. Michael Vick, do you get that? I don't get the fact that they're going to actually let him go play
football again.
Well, pro ball.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, okay, he's good at what he does, but I'm sorry. There's something wrong with this picture. I think after you've been a felon,
yeah,
there's no way that you're going to play pro sports. I know there's a lot of money involved, but go,
And why shouldn't he be able to play pro sports?
Because pro sports is idolized. People in sports, it's an honor to be able to do if something is such a high calling. It's an honor. And if you're going to do something that was absolutely of atrocious nature of raising dogs, killing dogs, torturing dogs,
How about then if Michael Vick, say, got into something like that Unlimited or whatever that is, the UFC, the Fighting Championship, where he gets in there and fights big guys and they, you know, it's no hold barred and they hit each other in the head and choke each other out. Is that okay?
What do you think?
I don't think he'd do it, but...
I just don't think he should be allowed to play pro ball again.
Well,
I just don't see how, why is there a different standard for somebody like Michael Vick?
You know, we talk about heroes. And unfortunately, many of our athletes are idolized as heroes instead of the true heroes who are out there on the walking the streets there in Ramadi, Iraq, and Kabul, Afghanistan. Those are your heroes. You know, your heroes are people that go in and rescue people in fires and cops that come in and help you. Those are your heroes. You know, I don't understand the idolizing of a lot of these, and especially with all the things that have come out. You know, like people that have set all these records find out they're all on steroids. You know, there's something wrong with that their names are even still in there. That, oh, you know, maybe a little asterisk. It says may have used steroids. But if they used steroids, they used any enhancement, they don't deserve to be number one. And then you've got a number of other athletes that have been arrested for so many different things. You know, but the thing is, Charles Barkley said it. He said, look, I'm not your role model. It's up to you to find a role model, but I'm not going to live my life so that you can say I'm your role model.
This guy was running a ring.
Right.
Illegal. Dog, it was what
yeah.
he did. Was
and they electrocuted him. They tortured the dog.
But
yeah.
it was illegal on every level. And several people, what he was doing is like a double life. He was out on the ball, out on the field. Being the hero, playing professional sports where millions making millions of dollars
on Sundays,
and then
electrocuting dogs on Mondays. You're
let's
right.
Let's go to the phones.
John, good morning.
And good morning. How are you today?
Well, Linda's just a little bit excited about Vic
right.
being released.
I'd almost have to agree with you guys on that one. Hey, I was just wondering, have you ever considered putting out to your listeners about the little deal that's going on in the DA's office lately?
What do you mean by that? You mean the Martinez thing?
Yeah, and filing charges against that 16-year-old girl.
Well, we've talked about it, you know, John, and here's what I've come up with on this, is that's up, you know, the DA's choice of not filing charges on the man that killed Anna Martinez, I believe is wrong for one huge reason. There's no consistency in the DA's office. They will charge a woman with manslaughter because she's texting while she's driving and her daughter is killed. Yet they won't file charges against a policeman whose son got a hold of his weapon because his weapon was not secured and shoots himself. And by the way, I don't think charges should have been filed for either one of those. But then you have a 16 or 17 year old girl who, you know, the kids are drinking that night, which is wrong. And they're charging the one girl who lived with manslaughter. And yet you've got another case where somebody in it drinking again is involved, hits somebody in the head and the guy dies. No charges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, see, that's what I'm saying. Where's your consistency, yeah. Mr. Benito?
Well, what I was wondering is, you know, if maybe the listeners, and I firmly believe that the grand jury should make those decisions instead of somebody personally.
Isn't that what the grand jury's for?
Well, that's what I thought this country was all about.
Yeah, you know, and when they said it wasn't going to be cost effective, I thought, you know, so how much is a life worth? And not only that, but you know these pervs that set the cat on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to find out how much more a cat's life is worth than a human's. Here
right.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, you know, and I just think that the public ought to have some say-so about it, and I really think the grand jury ought to take a look at it.
Well, you know, John, the public does have something to say about it because that's an elected position, and he's running for office next year.
Yeah, well, you know, I really honestly think that, you know, it ought to be put into the grand jury's hands.
Let them do it. You know, that would have been, you know, hey, look, Benito says, I think he should be charged. I just don't think it's going to come off. But what's wrong with throwing it into the grand jury and letting them...
How many, 20 people on the grand jury?
Yeah.
Yeah, that puts it in, you know, takes it out of everybody else's hands, and then nobody can get called on the carpet one way or another.
Well, it makes sense to me, you know, but something needs to have been done. I mean, to say that the climate in Redding and Shasta County is such that this guy would be, like, let off, I mean, I'm not sure if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I know people have said, well, you know what, he was defending his girlfriend, but I think that... You know, it's one thing to defend your girlfriend. It's another thing to kill somebody while you're doing it. I mean, and he punched him from the back. It wasn't like he came, you know, mano a mano, went up to his face, you know, and faced him, and they duked it out. He hit him from behind.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, okay, so what kind of courage is that? I mean, if you're going to face somebody and defend your girlfriend, then do it. I mean, there's no weapons involved, so you do it fist, and you do it face to face. You don't hit somebody from behind.
Right, and then, you know, whoever wins, that's you walk away and forget it.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's right, but it just means is that two guys, you know, hooking it out over a girl, been going on a long time, and, you know, not saying that that's the way to settle things, but, you know, to come up, hit him from behind, the guy dies, and then nothing happens, and you walk. You don't even go to trial for assault.
Yeah.
There's something wrong here.
Right. Well, did you by any chance read the article in the paper last night?
Rarely. What was it about?
Well, the person wrote in and said that, you know, maybe the feds ought to take a look at it.
Oh, I see. It's kind of like a, you know, the civil rights type thing.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Having the feds roll in, when this is something we should handle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where we start getting into nanny gate again, nanny government, is when, you know, they want to look over our shoulder because they don't trust us down at this level. And I think we can be trusted, even though there's sometimes decisions are made. Hey, John, we got to run. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, John. Hey, we got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400. Carl and Linda Bott. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is our sponsor for this portion of the show. They can repair cracks up to 11 inches. They can repair little dings. They can, insurance companies will tell you that anything over 6 inches cannot be repaired. That is not true. See Jeff Wurst. He's going to save you a lot of money. He's at 3208 Market Street. He guarantees his work. And Jeff is one of the local boys here. He's not some fly-by-night group that's going to be here and gone in 6 months.
Local.
He's a local man, and he supports our veterans. He supports our community.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. First of all, thanks for the Friday night. That was great. But you're going to be talking. Did I hear you say that Silas is coming in tomorrow?
That's correct.
Would you please ask him what constitutes news? Because to me, that's news about local events that should have definitely had coverage.
Well, Ron, why don't you call him and
I
ask?
I do. I've called him a number of times.
Oh.
I've emailed him.
Okay.
But it's certainly that they don't have too much news. I mean, look at the paper today. It is barely a paper.
Well, now, on Mondays, they told us, Mondays are going to be pretty skosh because of cost. Now, we've been getting email after email questions for Silas. And, you know, the thing is, where is the future of newspaper, of newsprint? Where are the newspapers going to here? So it's going to be kind of, I think it'll be an interesting show tomorrow.
Well,
but that's a good question, is what constitutes news?
Yeah, and I would ask him, why did we not get coverage? I mean, that's a pretty simple question.
Well,
because like you say, we had a good turnout. It was for a non-political cause, if you will. I mean, you know, who is going to question coming out to hear more about the Constitution? That it's just amazing to me that they can't seem to get the picture.
Well, it's like you said. It's a thing that, you know, it's a good question. I'm going to ask Silas tomorrow.
Enjoy your show very much.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Astrid, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I'm calling. It's probably not that important, but it just bothers me terrifically that people cannot pronounce rodeo correctly. They all say rodeo, and it's not correct.
Well, gosh, you know, I've only known rodeo as Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, but in every...
Well, that's the correct pronunciation. It's a Spanish word the E's pronounce as an A.
Well, then I wonder throughout the country for those people who attend rodeos, and you hear it all over...
Well, it's incorrect. You're supposed to use the proper pronunciation. I live near Salinas, which is the home of the California Rodeo. And I don't know where all these other people are coming from. They're just not informed, and they're pronouncing it incorrectly. And I don't know, it just bothers
me. Well,
thank
you for bringing that to our attention. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who will, like, think, oh, my gosh, my whole life. I mean, John Wayne movies, any kind of Western movies, it was rodeo.
Well, you know, though, in the dictionary, we're looking it up right now, they've actually got it both ways. But, Astrid, for you, it's going to be rodeo from now on.
Well, why don't you tell everybody else it's supposed to be rodeo, because it's not correct
okay. The
other way.
For the hundreds of thousands of people that are listening throughout the North State, all the way down from Williams to Cedarville, a beautiful place up there, it's rodeo.
Right. They're correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these other people are ignorant.
I guess I fall in a category for my 51 years.
Okay, but now you know. You
except
know, we
for
can
when
learn
I shopped
something.
On Rodeo.
We can yeah.
Well, you don't go to Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills.
No, you do not, darling. It's Rodeo.
Right. Well, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Astrid, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Spread the word.
We will.
We'll spread the word.
Right.
Oh, that. Okay. See, now that's colorful. That we just love that stuff. And on that note,
we gotta take a break.
We are going to go to the rodeo.
Okay, but not until Saturday. We got to do a break before
right.
we go to rodeo.
Okay, that's right. We're gonna take a break. Carl and Linda Byer, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Byer, we got a shout out, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, to RJ and Leonard.
That's right. And I can't give RJ's name because he said, please don't use his name. Maybe has something to do with a warrant down in the Bay Area. But Leonard is Four Winds Jewelry. And you know what? They gave me, they built for me a bear claw necklace. And I tell you what, it is just absolutely so beautiful. And I just can't do enough to thank you all. So RJ and Edith and Leonard, thank you so much for it.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. You know, Leonard's jewelry store is at 2225 Hilltop. We've talked about it so many times. Great
yeah.
people. And again, thank you so much.
Yeah. And you know, this week when we went to Tobacco and Brew, we're going to just tell you real fast that we love the coffee there. Right now they've got a special for 5-pound bags at great prices and espresso machines. We had some friends over for dinner the other night, and it's one of the things that was missing. We didn't have espresso, but we love it. They're going to teach you how to do espresso, how to make it, help you select your coffee, and they're also right down the street from Four Winds Jewelry. They're 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Not only that, but on Sundays, they are the ones that help on the food drive for veterans.
Oh, fabulous.
Need some help. And we're going to talk more about that as we get more into it. Henry, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, good morning, Carl. How are you today?
We're doing fine, Henry.
See, what I called about, we were talking about constitutional law. President Obama and Congress are trying to pass a health care program back there, and in doing so are going to pass a law that says they're going to tax those making over $250,000 a year in order to pay or help pay for this thing. The Constitution is very specific about singling out any group and very specifically says Congress cannot pass a law that singles out any group for any reason.
Well, you know, it's not only the $250,000, but they're looking at they quote the very rich, over $1 million. But here's the problem. The whole thing, Henry, is the CBO has said on several occasions, on one big occasion here last week, that this is going to increase the cost of health care. It's not going to decrease it. It's right now, it's stalled in the House. The House is going through it in the Senate. So it doesn't look like it's going to pass before August. But there's a lot of danger in this thing because, and we're going to talk about this, maybe probably next week, but they've got some provisions in this bill. If you read them, I mean, they are horrendous. They're talking about including counseling people about pulling the plug on their lives. I mean, this is something that, I mean, do you want the government to be to be counseling people about pulling the plug?
Well, Carl, what most people don't realize is that Adolf Hitler and Stalin were amateurs compared to Obama as far as control of the people. This guy wants control of everything.
Well, you know, I don't know about that, you know, Henry. I just know is that he's running a very effective political campaign and a very effective campaign to get things done. However, I think people are taking a step back now. His popularity has dropped like 8 or 10 points in a month. There's a lot of people going, hey, wait a minute, how are we going to pay for these things? What's going on here? So, you know, I would give it a few more weeks before I start, you know, waving the flag of distress. But thanks a lot for your phone call, Henry. We got a lot of people on here.
You bet. Bye.
Thank you. Gene, good morning.
Good morning. But I wanted to, I know that you're in the military, and I'm really curious. We haven't had a daily troop loss update in Afghanistan as we did in Iraq, and I would like to know why. Could it be that our newscasters are embedded with the president?
Yeah, it could be. And the thing is the number of casualties have dropped so dramatically in both Iraq and starting to pick up in Afghanistan, unfortunately. And in fact, one of the things we wanted to do was to recognize the fact that we have an American held captive by the Taliban whose name is PFC Bo Bergdahl from, he lives up in Idaho, and that he was serving at a base near the border of Pakistan when he was taken. But you're right, Gene. You know, why is it that, you know, there's so much emphasis put on it before and then none now? Yes, the casualties are down, but they could pick up. Afghanistan is getting hotter. We're getting people killed, you know, more than just one a month. There, now they're getting to be 3 and 4 a week. So it's
right.
It's
and
a start.
And we hear nothing about that, but we had daily updates.
Well, they didn't like it. Gene, let's just be honest about it. They didn't like Bush. They didn't like the war because they said it was Bush's war. Well, now it's Obama's war, and we're not getting the same type of coverage.
And that's my whole point.
Yes, ma'am.
People out there is that when the press is embedded with the president, our news is so slanted. I mean, we're like a banana republic. It's like Pravda, you know.
Well, now, here's the good thing, though. Here's the good thing is that there are so many outlets now for news, I mean, on the Internet and other things, that you just don't have to listen to 3 or 4 of the major news agencies anymore. So that's the good thing. But you're right, though, is that, you know, people are not talking about Obama's wars now. It's still the Bush wars, and they're wrong. It's Obama's wars. Hey, we've got one other person. We've got to run.
Bye.
Gary.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
You got like 30 seconds.
Good morning, Gary.
To Linda, to help your car's air conditioning system, turn off the air conditioning about a block before you stop it, and that'll give the ducts a chance to dry out a little bit so you won't have that musty smell in your air conditioning ducts in the automobile.
Thank you.
Regarding Friday night, I think that like Sheriff Mack and like Sheriff Joe, the good old boy idea of the sheriff may be coming to an end, and we will need sheriffs like we need citizens with backbone to stand up when things are wrong and when things are not according to the Constitution.
Gary, I'm sorry to have to cut you off, but we are at the end of the show. This is Carl and Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Thank you so much for your phone call, Gary. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?